I need to give me a full shift for 5 minutes. I don't have it because I gave it back to you. It's great. All the members, welcome at this meeting of the Select Committee on Finance. Mr. Rentu, any apologies? Can you put it on record, please?
It's Honorable Makubela of Gunda and Arbolis.
Honorable Makubela, Honorable Gunda, and Honorable Dish. That was the apologies we received. Honorable Monsisi phoned me. I believe he is on the premises, so he will join us during the course of the meeting. Can we get an acceptance of the apologies? Thank you. Thank you. Honorable members, we've got 5, 6, 7 sets of minutes in front of us. I went through the minutes quite a while ago. We start with the first set, the 5th of May. I put you page 1. Yes, Honorable Mashile.
The general thing I think that can be raised right at the beginning, Chair, is that it is the address to the members, which is different from the other minutes that we've just gone through.
The mayor.
They are addressing members as masters. And even in the body of the minutes that I've read, I think this morning that I came across, and then we have quite a lot of master in the body of the minute instead of honorable. And also right at the end, where it's supposed to be honorable, the beer as chairperson, it says master. If that can generally be accepted to be corrected. Thanks.
Point made, Mr. Gentu, Secretary. Can you explain that?
Thanks, Chair. If chairperson can give you the copies that I first gave you at first, they've got an honorable. But due to the processes in the section, I was informed to delete the honorable and put a mister. The reasons given to me when I've asked was that members are honorables amongst themselves, not to us as staff. That was said by the then content advisor to the Select Committee on Finance, now the acting unit manager. He's the one who said delete, because members are honorable members within themselves, not to us as staff. Thank you.
I believe that we must stick to the parliamentary procedures in Parliament,
and not
to the comments by an individual in the commentary section.
And
this is new to me, because when I went through the minutes, it was honorable. So between that day and today, the honorable changed to a master, but I'm still a master. Honorable Mamela?
I would advise that we sent a memo to the respective member who actually queried this and say, point of correction, these are members of the of Parliament, and they've got to retain their honorable, you know, title.
Yeah.
And if it means, if you want me to sign it up.
Thank you, Honorable Mamela. I think with that authority that you are, that you've got, please do it that way, Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, let me just ask for clarification. In Hansard, how in the Hansard book, is it honorable or Mr. or Mrs.? No, you see why I'm asking this question. Maybe in Parliament, yeah, we are addressing each other as honorable. But when it comes outside, in the publication. I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking this question. We must just check that thing.
Yeah,
Chair. I think without really going too far, the Hansard is actually a copy of what has happened. And if you have been called honorable in a meeting, then as it is copied, it is just going to be honorable. And just to try and add the salt to this problem, if not sugar, Chair, is that where you've got an honorable member speaking in a meeting, which you've got officials from the department, you can't make the difference when a member is speaking and when an official is speaking. I think we have to make sure that is clear. When you read a paragraph where it's a member of parliament speaking, then it should be clear from a person that's coming from outside. And that particular official must wait for 2014 when we are voted out.
Yeah.
Not now. Now we are still honorable members.
I speak on the correction, but the committee is extension of the House sitting. It's just a committee going on, and we are still honorable members. That's my interpretation, but I can't. Honorable Blue?
No, I agree with what Mr. Mashile is saying here. Honorable Mashile, you see, for instance, on this minute of the 14th, there is
14th of what?
The 14th of May. I'm just making an example.
Oh, yes.
All the people are Mr., and then you are getting a Ms. Babuni. So you don't know if this is a member of parliament, this Mrs. Babuni, or if she is a Babuni. Or I'm just raising that issue so that there must be difference between an honorable member and a Babuni.
Honorable members, there is a standing procedure for committee meetings and writing of minutes, and we will have to adhere to the rule. And as far as I know, the rules say honorable members.
Thank you.
And that this committee takes that decision. But that we liaise also with the legal section, Advocate Jenkins, and Hansard, but that we stick to the rule and not to one person's interpretation. Thank you, honorable members, for the clarity that you gave. We go back to where we started with the minutes of the 5th of May. That was the considerations of also minutes. I put to you page 1. Please look at the spelling of surnames, initials, etc. On that day, we were not a quorum, so it was a very short meeting. Page 2, can we proceed?
Yep.
Thank you. The second set is of the 7th of May. Put to you page 1. Yeah, the secretary will just have to look at the attendance, the signed attendance register, what appeared on the register, apology or present. Page 2. And page 3. Are you satisfied, members? All the members, thank you. We go to the third set. Yes, Honorable Mashile.
Yeah, just to check one thing, Chair.
Yes,
when the minutes are adopted,
yes,
without amendment, do you really need to write without amendment?
Yes.
Because it only makes sense when there is amendment. But if there is no amendment, we really have to write also without amendment.
We don't have. Amen. Und das soll ich nicht mehr verdoppeln.
Sie, where do you want to assist us?
No way. Where to? Geneva.
Much we delete. There. And is that on page 2 on the machine?
Yes, right
at the top.
The bottom. I think it's on 4.1, 4.2, 4.3.
You want to do?
I think we adopted the same thing. If there is no amendment there, then it doesn't
apply right.
To adopt
it. Yeah.
Granted, thank you.
Because it only qualifies when there is something that is represented.
Mm.
Thanks.
You are very vigilant, Honourable Member. Thank you for that input. Honourable Members, we are now with... Yes.
Now, if there is...
Honourable
with amendment...
You qualify the right. It must be noted.
You note those amendments.
You have to note the amendments.
Yeah, because 4.2 is saying
yes.
The minutes were adopted in
with amendment.
With
yeah.
Amendment.
Yeah.
Amendment.
That is clear.
That is
one. No, that's okay.
Thank you.
4.3 is saying the report was adopted with amendment. Okay. No, that's okay.
Thank you, all the members. We go to the minutes of the 14th of May. Put to you page 1, that's when we dealt with the municipalities of Popwani and the Nosterberg of the Northern Cape. This is delegation to municipalities. Is that correct? Sounds a bit funny, but... Honourable Mishilek?
No, I was saying Chairperson with Mrs. H. Baboon was there was a spelling mistake. I was just trying to verify that.
I was also inquiring here with the secretary, is that correct? I can't remember. I see the lady, but I can't remember that surname.
So the only confusion, Chairperson, is that you have not concentrated in the meeting. That's why you got, that's the only conclusion that I got now. That if you have not noticed that the baboon in the
I won't respond to that because I know my people from Popwani. It was my previous constituency. I put to you page 1. We must just look at that surname. But the secretary tells me that is what's on the attendance register. I put to you to the committee page 2. Page 3. And page 4.
Verify this baboon. You see, sometimes it can be insulting if it is not the correct spelling or something. Let us verify. I don't know how you can't phone her to ask if her surname is baboon or not. But verify it before we print it here.
Honorable Bloom, no. Thank you for that that remark. I'll with the secretary, and I'll phone the mayor, Mr. Ken, because I know him very well, just to who is the acting, without asking the surname,
just to
satisfy myself.
And we've got
the register. You must just show it to me. I just.
He can ask you.
Welcome, Honorable Bunda.
Thank you.
Honourable members, can we move to the minutes of the 12th of August? There's a briefing by National Treasury and the Reserve Bank.
Honourable Chair.
Honourable Mela.
Can you please call Honourable Bloom to order?
Yeah. Honourable Bloom, can we please stick to the proceedings of the meeting? I see on the Bunda smiling at you, something's happening there. You will have to share that with us, please.
Let me share it. He's saying that he had a very nice recess and he has married again.
Yeah, we noted that in the newspapers, but that's not under discussion now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Maybe the honourable member can inform us of a cup of tea outside in the passage. Honourable members, I put to you page 1 of the minutes of the 12th of August. That was the presentation by Treasury and the Reserve Bank on the Reserve Bank Amendment Bill. Page 1. Page 2. And page 3. Can we move forward? Proceed, thank you. All the members, the meeting of the minutes of the 25th of August, that was the public hearings on the Reserve Bank Amendment Bill, as well as the consideration adoption of the committee report. Look at the names, initials, etc., page 1. Honorable Mashile.
I just want to make a comment that from the meetings of May until to mid August, I'm taking note that I have never attended your meeting. And I'm a little bit worried about that. I'll just request myself and the secretary just simply to double check whether that's correct.
Mashile, we'll do so.
Yes.
No, we will do so. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4.
Page 3,
on the machine, yes.
Page 3, last paragraph, middle sentence.
Yes.
I think the receive should be in past tense. Last paragraph, middle sentence.
Received.
Otherwise, it now refers to real time.
Received and advised. Committees, yes. Thank you. We correct that on page 3, last paragraph. Page 4. Can we proceed to the next set of minutes? Thank you. The secretary informs me that the minutes of the 31st of August was jointly with the Standing Committee on Finance, and it was a briefing by the National Treasury and Reserves on the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, as well on the Voluntary Disclosure Program and Taxation Laws Second Amendment Bill. That was jointly with the Standing Committee on Finance in the NA. The correct way is, according the advice I get, is to do it jointly with the Standing Committee on Finance. We are meeting with the Standing Committee on Finance tomorrow. It's Wednesday and Thursday. And I believe they have also not adopted their minutes. So then we'll have to do it jointly. We'll go through the program later on, point four, when we get to that. So, Mr. Mashile, yes?
Yeah, Chair, I think what one just want to raise is that our meetings, our joint meetings, are not ordinary meetings. Therefore, an effort must be made that we have the item of adopting those particular minutes and make sure that we do adopt them when we meet. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we must find a way of legalizing them as a committee.
100% correct, Mr. Shile. And we'll follow that up after the meeting. Just keep that one aside. That brings us to the minutes of the 1st of September. Again, a briefing by National Treasury and SAS on the protocols. I put to you page 1. And page 2. Thank you. The last one is the minutes of the 14th of September. The consideration and adoption of the Northwest Oversight Report, Taxation Laws Amendment Bill Report, Taxation Laws Second Amendment Bill Report, consideration of the program for South African Reserve Bank oversight visit, the program. I put you page 1. Page 2.
No, Chair, I wasn't late. That was a meeting that I know we had in there and the other side in the evening. I wasn't late. We were waiting for some members to come.
Although, Gunda, we will correct it.
Thank you, Chair.
It's been corrected already. On the members, page 1. Page 2. And page 3. When the minutes are corrected, it must be signed properly. Honorable Gunda.
Chair, I noticed this meeting. I can't remember exactly what I said in that meeting. And I see it has not been even noted yet. It's not been even written. I can't, because it was a meeting that Honorable China and Honorable Israel, we were talking a lot about the taxation issues and all these things. And I see it's not been minuted yet. I just see it and I seconded Honorable Chane. I remember this meeting now. And I can't remember what was it.
I can't recall what I said in that meeting.
And you don't remember.
How do we add something that you don't know what you said? It's quite impossible.
Okay, sir. I accept. Okay, thank you.
That is the true reflection of the meeting.
What happened, yes. Just some advice on the Gunda, always make your own notes.
Yeah.
When the meeting is finished, put your notes in that document that you took to the meeting and file it. That will assist you on the machine.
Page 2, second paragraph.
Page 2, second paragraph, yes.
That paragraph, yeah. I'm not sure whether that is what the meeting says.
If I'm correct, it was raised by Honorable Mashishiwe. Maybe assist us with a better wording or the structure of the sentence. But on page 2, the minutes of the 14th of September, page 2, the second paragraph from the top. It actually came down to speed up investigations on corruption issues against individuals. Yes, Honorable Gunda?
Yes, sir. I think, Honorable, this is the legislature, the law must be in such a way that it must speed up in the case of corruption. But the way it is put here, it's not like that.
All right, we capture it in a better way then. Honorable Mashishiwe, if you want to assist us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will correct this. Anyone else on page 2?
No.
Page 3? All the members, I put to you the whole set of minutes that we dealt with. On the Mashile Mules and seconded by Honorable Mamela. All the members, thank you for your cooperation on point 3. Then on the members, you have been issued also with the committee program. For our last term this year. Please take note of that. We took a decision, and it was also enhanced by input from the Mashishiwe that we must do things differently. And that's referring to our follow-up visits. Two provinces where we visited municipalities. That is actually a very serious point. We are tied up in the framework of the submission of the MTPDS and the adjustment appropriations, which is coming to us. In between, there's still the BRRR process, etc. When you look at our program. And we will engage with Honorable Mashishiwe, who's our chapter, our member on the program meeting, on the program committee, regarding our follow-up visits to Mpumalanga and the Northern Cape. Where's my notes? That we will look at Monday, 25th of October, if I'm correct. Yes. For Mpumalanga. And then in November, but again, depending on the program of the MCP. Then in November, on the 10th of November. I misled my paper somewhere.
Sure, the 25th you mentioned.
Excuse me?
It's not here on the program.
No, it's not yet here.
Oh.
Now, first, that's why I said I will. We want first to discuss it with you as a program, as a program whip. I sat this morning with the secretary and I also spoke to Ondo Chan. Did I give it to you? I lost it somewhere between there and here. Ondo Chan.
But I want to suggest that we first engage outside of this meeting the programming whip, and then when we have agreed, we can make necessary amendments, and then we can then present the program to the committee once it is finalized.
Chairperson, I want
to
second that proposal.
Thank you, Honorable Bloom, Honorable Mashishiwe.
Now, on the, oh, okay, it's constituency day, the 25th of October. So then need the chief whip's whether you go or not. But, you know, what I wanted to say, Chair, is that simply for us is that just include everything you want done this year as your proposed program. So that whatever is decided, you'd be happy with the outcome. You know, just include everything you want done. You know, because I was sitting with the guy who's dealing with the program this morning to have a meeting, and I thought I would raise that with Dow to say, look, let's get everything from committee this week. We must get. So that next week, when our program is approved by the appropriate structure, you are happy that you have included everything you want done this year. Yeah. So that's the approach I would really want to adopt. Just make sure that everything you want in the program this year is there. For instance, for me, what I'm interested in is the kinds of issues that are legislated in terms of the what do you call this process you just mentioned? Exactly. Everything that is related to that should be in the program up until the end. You know, and then together, followed by the program then of the committee on the outstanding issues, you know, it should also be included in the program. For me, if it's like that, I'd be happy.
The only
thing I want to warn is if this committee, for instance, has got legislation that is going to overrun our program this year, you know, then we can talk, and see what is it that can be done. Legislation that is going to overrun our program this year. You know, we can start discuss it now and see what can be done and going forward, if there are options.
On the finance side, it's the MTBBS, but on the appropriation side, it's appropriations, and we believe there's something coming.
Yes.
The Bloom?
No, Chairperson, we have already agreed. I have seconded the proposal from Complete China. The three of you will sit.
Okay.
And you bring everything to the committee, and then we will go ahead and adopt it.
All right.
Okay. I would prefer that we finalize it this week already.
Yes.
Because there's tomorrow, there's, if I remember correct, there's a chairperson's meeting tomorrow, 8:30.
Yes.
So after we adjourn here, if we could quickly just sit on the visits to the provinces to follow up, and then the other one is the amendments to the appropriations. Honourable members, that brings us, are there any other input on the Mamela?
Yes. I mean, sorry.
Because they are friends, yeah?
No, ma'am, it's the chair of agriculture. You can take both. Not a government. I'm out of those things.
Eastern Cape is getting rain today, so that's...
Left to be seen.
No, I'm out, man.
Not the same one, but Mama knows now.
Order, please. Order, Mamela, I want to address the committee.
You have a wife and kids.
Yes.
Stop your bad habit. Now, listen.
Outside that, nothing.
Left that one.
Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Took another one.
Can you protect me?
Honourable members, Honourable Mamela wants to make an input. Please give her the opportunity to do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
My understanding is we're not having any programming this week.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else? Honourable members?
We'll do.
That brings us to the end, Honourable Bloom. That brings us to the end of the meeting. This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you for your participation.
There was a lot of discussion about nationalities. Why are you talking now? There's no secret here. Then I was protecting you just right. But it's just right in the center.
Protecting you from
what? What was
going
on?
From left and right, nobody came to your
center.
It's only me.
Okay.
You must not rush these people.
Here is a comrade, Dennis.
Here.